Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Democratic candidate for Governor Billy Sutton is on the road seeking votes for the November election. His campaign has released more internal polling numbers that Republican candidate Kristi Noem's campaign says are meaningless. SDPB's Kevin Wooster is following the campaign on his blog. On the other hand, you can find it at sdpb.org/Wooster. He joins us on the phone now from Rapid City. Hey, Kevin, welcome back.
Always good to be back. We'll have to talk about the forest and the pine beetle sometime when we have more time, because I have a little different perspective on it maybe than David does. And he's a knowledgeable guy, but I think we overestimate what that has meant to the beauty of the forest, because if you go up there now, it's recovering quite nicely, and we have more diversity and more aspen and more other types of trees, so we should have that discussion.
Right, and the definition of active forest management would be, you know, like what exactly does that, what does that look like to him? I didn't get the chance to ask him
that
question.
Yeah, and I think he's got a good perspective on that, that involves logging and some other things too, but I think I think it's been tough on the loggers. It's been tough to get around in the forest because of all the fallen trees. But the brown forest is now becoming multicolored in many of those areas where pine beetle kills were very extensive. And in many ways, I think it's going to be good for the forest long term. And also, it's going to make it harder for pine beetle to invade next time because it has thinned itself in many ways.
Right. All right, let's talk about the Sutton campaign, because Billy Sutton's hitting the road at Camp Crook. Tell us a little bit about this gathering of potential supporters.
I wish that I had been up there, but I only heard about it after he got back, and I said, how many people were up there? And he said, 75. I said, wait a minute, there aren't 75 in Camp Crook. And he said, no, I think there's 66. And I've heard 66, 63. Maybe it depends on who's in Buffalo for lunch. I don't know. But he had some other stops up there in those communities, Meadow area and those kind of places, and had nice turnouts too. And you know, that reflects what I'm certainly seeing in people I know across western South Dakota, ranchers, some of whom are extremely conservative, some of whom are big Donald Trump supporters, yet they're quite fond of Billy Sutton, and many of those are saying they're going to vote for him.
What do they like about him? What message is he putting out that is connecting with South Dakota Republicans right now?
Well, start with cowboy, and start with a rodeo rider. And, I talked to a fellow out here at Mass who lives out just northeast of town on a ranch, and his son rodeoed with Billy before Billy's accident. So he knows him that way and likes him and trusts him. And I would consider this guy a moderate believe it or not, I'm going to say this, moderate to progressive rancher politically, even with some liberal tendencies, but also very much a ranch community guy in a lot of ways. And then I've talked to a very hardcore Trump guy over in the Wasta area who believes Billy is going to be the guy that can bring what he calls draining the swamp in Pierre, which he said is the swamp he really wants drained, even more than Washington. And so he's buying into the Trump line a little bit, but then taking it locally.
Right, but when you say it like that, it seems like a very natural fit, because many of the people who voted for Trump, that's for the president, President Trump, that's the reason why. They wanted somebody who was an outsider, who would shake things up. They didn't want your typical Washington person, and some of those same people might see Congresswoman Noem as a typical Washington person, even though she certainly is more aligned with Trump politically than Sutton would be.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's a very, very natural connection for them to make. And so far, I asked him, because this guy does not like Hillary, and he's not particularly fond of Barack. And I said, well, what about the Hillary connection? Well, he said, that's a little hard for me to get by. I know that. That's who he supported and things like that. But he's still the guy I want. He's the guy I trust. And he thinks that he could actually bring some change to Pierre. Now, whether you think great change, dramatic change is needed, that's another debate. But he does, and so do a lot of these people in ranch country.
Right. So let's talk about the polls a little bit, because once again, this is an internal poll, and the Noem campaign says this is just, the Sutton campaign, talking to their base, raising more money, making things look like they're closer than they are with a really biased poll. Ignore it. But you say not so fast. And how come? What do you think the significance of some of these internal polls for Billy Sutton have been?
Well, I think it certainly is important to the fundraising effort for the Sutton campaign. And, you know, it's interesting that Billy says he's in the lead now with a 3-point lead, according to this poll, you know, 45-42. But when the last one, when she was up 46-42, it was a dead heat. So I'm calling it a statistical dead heat both times. And I think, you know, whatever the exact numbers are, and maybe this was pushed a little bit, I don't know, but it's the same company that did the last one. And the Nome campaign didn't argue about the last one. Their response was, I think it's strange that they're celebrating a poll that shows their candidate's down by 4 points. So I'm sure it's exaggerated a little bit, but it seems to reflect what I'm sensing from people I talk to all over the state, many of them Republicans, who think this is a pretty close race, some of whom think he's got a pretty good chance to win, depending on the 10% that are sitting out there, or whatever that percentage of undecideds really is.
So what's key going ahead for these campaigns? Is it really getting out the vote? Is it not making a misstep, or is it those last minute, 2 weeks before the election, what does Kristi Noem have in her back pocket ads?
Yeah, what does she have? What does Billy have to keep the Republicans that he has? Because he needs a good chunk of Republicans, and I think he's got a chunk of them, whether it's big enough. Can he hold them? You know, Democrats fall in love, Republicans fall in line, that old thing. Will they come home? What does Kristi going to come up with, you know, to point out the Democratic things, taxation things, Obamacare, Hillary, and how will that work? And how tough can she get, as I've said in the blog, with a guy with his life story? And how does he respond? Because he's seen as the nice guy. If he swings back too hard, what does that mean?
Right. Have you seen ads from him that you would characterize as negative toward Kristi Noem?
I've not yet. I mean, there's been some coming out of the campaign, and he and I, you know, some statements coming out of the campaign, usually, frankly, by his campaign manager, not by him. The ads I've seen so far are him promoting himself. Now, at some point, I assume he has to hit back. And he basically said the other day when I talked to him, we have to hold her accountable for her record and how you do that and how much you distort the record or how accurate your portrayal is always a question with these ads.
Right. And then we have the debates as well. So the two will go head to head on those issues. How do you expect that they'll measure up in a debate one-on-one?
Well, she's a tough debater.
Yeah.
I mean, she has debated Marty Jackley, who's good. She debated Stephanie, who, you know, everybody thought Stephanie Hirsch-Sassan was going to clean her clock, and she did not. People that say that she's an empty suit are kidding themselves. She's a very smart, capable, and talented campaigner, and she's no one to be underestimated in a debate or anywhere else.
We just have about a minute left, Kevin, so it's only time to just say that you're currently working on this story, but you and I have talked about the Catholic Church and the Randy Siler, Attorney General, saying that, you know, he'd like some of these records to be opened, and then, of course, we've just heard that there was a priest who was arrested in Rapid City for inappropriate sexual contact with a minor. So this story is definitely ongoing, unfortunately.
Yeah, this is brokenhearted stuff. I mean, for whatever happened, you know, allegedly to the victim, for the church that's in such a pain position right now, for the fact that this was a priest that was brought in from another country, from the whole argument over, you know, refugees, and, you know, that's what I'm concerned about in the age of Trump. There's just a lot of things to look at and talk about, and I hope we do it in a rational way.
Mm-hmm.